Question Corner. Some of my friends have been daring each other to do dangerous things. They say they're only having fun, but I'm afraid someone might get hurt. What can I do?
Note. Responses are intended for help and perspective, not as pronouncements of church doctrine.
If you're scared that they will get hurt, then tell them that. They might not stop, but at least they'll know that you care for them and you absolutely do not want them to get hurt. If they continue and go to larger problems, you'll have to do something larger too. You should probably tell an adult. L.S., age 10, California, USA.
I would tell them that they shouldn't be doing it. If they didn't listen, I would tell a grown-up. If the grown-ups didn't listen, I would pray about it and see what the Spirit told me to do. Micah E., age 8, England.
Being older, Truth or Dare is a popular game, though I do not play it. How I usually handle this is by, 1, going to get a responsible adult, and 2, saying something along the lines of, "This isn't cool." It's really as simple as that. Just make sure to keep yourself out of those sorts of situations. Peyton A., age 12, Oregon, USA.
You should tell your friends how you feel about the situation. Explain why it is bad and the bad things that may happen as a result. Brooklyn S., age 11, New Mexico, USA.
If your friends are daring you to do dangerous things, I think you should just walk away and go play with other friends. You could also say, "Let's go play something else." Mason L., age 7, Utah, USA.
First pray to Heavenly Father. Then tell your friends you are concerned about their safety and make up or play a different game. If your friends don't listen, then maybe hang out and play with other people until they have stopped the dares. Just remember, God will help you the entire way. Nicole N., age 10, Nevada, USA.
You can either walk away or you can talk about it with them. You can ask Heavenly Father in a prayer to help you. Evie L., age 8, Utah, USA.
Next question. I keep trying to read the scriptures, but they don't sound anything like the books I like to read. How can I understand the scriptures better? Do you have some advice about this? Send us your answer and photo by January 31st, 2014. Find our address on page 48 or email us at friend@ldschurch.org. Put Question Corner in the subject line. Remember to include a parent's permission. End of Question Corner.